Time for our little bit of Tech Talk Tuesday discussion here on Smile FM this afternoon. With Tienes Jansen van Rensburg of Bandwidth, blog.co.za, joining us on the line with a little bit of biotech this afternoon. Tienes, welcome to Smile, my man.
Thank you very much.
So, yes, tech, but also in the biological field, and some, I think, pretty interesting news, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've spoken about CRISPR technology for several years now. When it started, it was, you know, it was all the rage, and people thought that we could move mountains with it over time. But now this is the first time that we actually have this technology starting to impact people's lives, and we have the first FDA-approved drug that uses CRISPR technology to actually use in humans.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, first and foremost, unpack CRISPR, because I know that there's a lot of listeners out there that's maybe hearing about it for the first time.
Yeah, 100%. So CRISPR, it's a very long acronym. I'm not going to try to give you what it stands for because it's very technical. But effectively what it is that it's a gene editing tool. So the researchers have found a way to use a specific enzyme and protein combination to go into people's DNAs and copy it. And by being able to copy it, they can then cut certain pieces of DNA out of your genome and replace it with either something that does absolutely nothing or it fixes a problem in the DNA. So, for example, we know that, you know, we've got some genetic markers in our genome, and we know we have a higher likelihood to get certain cancer, for example, because we can see it in our genome. But you can use CRISPR to actually cut that out of your genome and replace it with something that does absolutely nothing, meaning that you have a much lower chance of getting that cancer over time. The new drug that has been approved is actually to cure and work with sickle cell patients. Now, sickle cell disease is a blood disease that, you know, it's very hard to cope with. Up until now, we've only been able to essentially manage the symptoms. And it makes it hard to take oxygen in through the blood. And it's a horrible disease that a lot of people suffer from. This new drug that has been approved effectively cures patients of sickle cell disease, which is this massive step in biotech that we didn't see coming.
You know, I'm trying to understand it, but I'm not going to try because this is very, very complicated. So, someone living with sickle cell disease, we know up until now it's been a very challenging journey for those individuals, but now this drug, FDA approved, human trials can go ahead, it will cure it, and also for the next generation?
Yeah, exactly. So they use stem cells, which we know are these magical cells that can effectively turn into any cell in the body, and that is what they use the CRISPR technology on. They then inject these cells back into the patient that has been altered, and these stem cells then essentially spread throughout the body, and it changes the DNA on a cellular level. So these sickle cell patients then have this disease effectively removed from their DNA. So it sounds like sci-fi, but it's this massive step forward in the way that we think about and how we cure these horrible diseases.
Well, you know, there's that saying that, well, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. But in this case, I think it really is a good thing. And I can only assume that the applications thereof going further would be immense if we are taking a look at things like cancer, which is a global problem.
100%. So some of these patients have already been cured, and they were part of the human trials, and that's why the drug has been approved. But scientists are saying we can use the same technology, yes, on cancer, obviously, is a big one. Other, like, diseases, they're earmarking things like Alzheimer's, which is also a genetic disease and is also inheritable through our genomes over the generations. And they think that over the next 10 to 20 years, we could effectively eliminate Alzheimer's from the population, which is crazy to think about.
Jeez, bud, that is incredible. But I know that we definitely need to stay on top of this story, but I can only imagine that we are still going to be hearing a lot about it very, very soon as well.
100%, for sure.
Dennis, thank you very much, my friend. Appreciate it. And this is also effectively our last tech chat for 2023. Wishing you all the best for the festive season, my man.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, bud. That's fascinating. Biology meets tech and they fuse, and absolutely something like a miracle, I suppose. Tienes Jansen van Rensburg there giving us a bit of a biotech update this afternoon. This is your Tech Talk Tuesday, Netir, op Smile 90.4 FM.